Hi, my name's Tamar Cribbs. I'm the CEO and founder of Group Homes Australia. Really delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you please tell us about your background? Who is Tamar Cribbs?
So I'm 39 years old. I was born in Israel in Ichilov, Tel Aviv. And I have four children. I'm married. I've been in the aged care industry for the last 18 years here in Australia and in Israel. And I arrived in Australia 12 years ago and started Group Homes Australia.
It seems that your startup company is an incredible company. Can you please tell us about this concept?
Thank you, Nita. I got quite despondent after 15 years of working in the aged care industry. I got quite despondent with the institutional model of care, living in a big nursing home. And I started looking at where do people find meaning and purpose? And my area of specialty was always the area of dementia care. And I realized, and I looked at research around the world, and we know that people thrive in their home environment. But once they get dementia, it can be a bit difficult. And so we started this company 4.5 years ago where we build or renovate homes that have anywhere between 6 to 10 people living in the home with 24-hour carers. The model is very much based on focusing on people's abilities, not their disabilities. And the residents get involved in everything, the cooking, the baking, the laundry, the gardening. We don't have institutional routines. It's a home. It looks and feels and smells like a home.
So how did you start? How did you build the home that is suitable for people with dementia?
Well, there was first the raising the capital to be able to start this, which was a very humbling experience. It took 62 meetings and 38 presentations to find investors. And then you go through the process of finding the right home, going through the DA process and getting the councils to come on board. It was then being able to share with the industry that this is a new way of caring for people with dementia. And currently we have 9 homes.
And where are the 9 homes?
We have 5 homes in the North Shore in St. Ives, 1 in the Northern Beaches in Warriewood, and 3 in the Eastern Suburbs.
It's incredible. And how many people do you have in each home?
The homes range from having 6 people all the way to the maximum being 10 people.
How are they taken care of?
So we have specialized dementia carers that are called homemakers, and the homemakers are in the home 24/7.
So you've got rosters. I mean, they are on shifts. So there's
Yes.
somebody in the house always to look after, to care
Absolutely.
for the residents.
Yes, including their registered nurses and doctors that visit and allied health professionals.
And how do they make somebody sick with dementia helping in the house chores? You said in the cooking, in the laundry. To what degree?
So the philosophy is very much to focus on what the resident can do. Unfortunately, as a person gets dementia, the family may tend to focus on their loss of what they can no longer do. So if they're cooking something, they can't do the whole task, but the homemakers are trained to break down the task to the capacity of the resident. So whether it be chopping or peeling or mixing or even reading from their old recipe books to reminisce about, the way they used to cook. It's really about celebrating who they are and not who they were, but rather who they are in the moment.
Is there a big demand for for the homes that you opened?
So there is, in the sense that when people see it and know about it, they love it. But it is a startup company and it is a new concept, so it's all about getting the name and the brand out there.
And are most residents Jewish?
No, they're not necessarily Jewish. We have a mix. We do have a fair amount of Jewish people living in the home, but they are mixed homes.
And do you provide them with kosher food, anyone that needs kosher food or eats kosher food?
So because it's small in size, we can cater for people that have different degrees of kosher. So some people only eat kosher meat or some people want more than that. And because the nature of the homes that they're small, we can cater for that.
And what are your plans for the future?
I think every suburb in Australia should have a few group homes. I believe that this is the new way of the future for aged care and for dementia care. And I'm excited what the future holds.
It's not a competition for Montefiore.
No, Montefiore is a fabulous organization. And when I came to Australia, I worked for them for 8 years. They do something completely different. They focus on the Jewish community. It is a residential aged care facility, so it's very big in size. They have a very big activity schedule. It's for somebody who wants that type of model, they're fabulous. Ours is a much smaller model where when people don't want to be necessarily in a residential aged care, that they want to stay in a home environment. So we're offering different things.
Tamar Krebs, the CEO, the founder of Group Home. First, I want to congratulate you for your achievement. I think it's incredible that you managed to establish 9 homes. I think it's a very important function in a community, and I wish you good luck for the future.
Thank you so much.